Curious City is supported by the Poetry Foundation, with a reminder that Chicago is the pulse of poetry. Visit the Poetry Foundation on the corner of Superior and Dearborn to explore their library of 40,000 books, attend public events, and view Frente a la Vida, Facing Life, a striking multidisciplinary art exhibition by Chicago artist Victoria Martinez. Learn more at poetryfoundation.org.
It's Curious City,
where we take your questions
about Chicago and the region
and investigate,
report,
explore
from WBEZ.
Hey, I'm WBEZ reporter Monica Eng. And over here at Curious City, we've noticed certain questions that show up in our mailbox a lot. They deal with Chicago buildings, city streets, racial politics, and, well, hot dogs. Over the years, we've gotten at least 5 questions on the history of the Chicago-style dog alone. Here are a few.
Hi, my name is Jill Westerfellhaus. I would like to know who made the first Chicago-style hot dog.
Hi, I'm Gus Lopez, and I wanted to know, when did the Chicago-style hot dog come into being?
Hi, I'm Nina Deal, and I'm from Oak Park, and I wanted to know how all the different ingredients got onto a Chicago-style hot dog.
Now, if you're not from here, when we say Chicago hot dog, we're not just talking about a dog in a bun. We're talking about a very specific collection of ingredients. Dog, bun, and 7 toppings. These ingredients came from a diverse group of immigrants. It starts with a snappy all-beef wiener, nestled in a steamed poppy seed bun, then topped with a mild yellow mustard, chopped onions, sweet green relish, 2 slices of tomato, a dill pickle spear, 2 sport peppers, and a final whoosh of celery salt. To learn about the origin of this iconic local food, I meet up with hot dog historian Bruce Craig. Hey, Bruce.
Hi.
Thanks for joining me.
Okay. Hot dogs anytime. Anytime you say hot dogs.
All right. So where should we go? Craig's the author of Man Bites Dog and Hot Dog, A Global History. He takes me to a hot dog stand in Oak Park. Here, we dig into the questions, but also a couple of Chicago hot dogs, of course.
Mm.
So who put together this odd combination and when?
Well, it's a product of Chicago's ethnic history. So there isn't a single person. There are persons from different ethnic groups who created this wonderful thing we call a Chicago hot dog, which is unique in the world.
Basically, Craig says the style was developed between 1920 and 1950 by a bunch of different ethnic groups. Many of them lived and worked around the Maxwell Street Market near Halsted and Roosevelt. We asked Craig to break down the beloved hot dog ingredient by ingredient, starting with the sausage.
Well, the sausage descends from a broad variety of sausages brought by German immigrants who came to the States in great numbers beginning in the 1850s, and many settled in Chicago over the next 50 years. So they came over and they acquired a couple of general regional names from Germany, Wieners or Wieners from Vienna, or Frankfurters, theoretically from Frankfurt, but they're not. And they're quite different from the German Frankfurters. And German vendors began selling from carts on the street. They were mostly mixtures of pork and beef. But another immigrant group to Chicago, beginning in the 1890s, were Jews from Eastern Europe who did not eat pork. And they took up the sausage business in a company named Vienna, for example, is one of them. And they began making all beef sausages. And since Chicago was the beef capital of America, they made all beef sausages, and that became the Chicago style.
Where do we get this poppy seed bun from?
Germans always ate sausages with bread. Now, the earliest bun evidence we have is from New York, and there was a special bun maker on Coney Island as early as the 1870s. The poppy seeds are Jewish East European, and they didn't become popular till after World War II.
Where does the mustard come from?
So mustard always went with sausages. Germans have been masters of mustard from the beginning. And the yellow one is from stronger ones in Germany that became mass manufactured by the end of the 19th century for a mass American audience. It was cheap.
Next, the neon green relish.
The relish is originally called pickolilly, and it's an old English recipe. The analog here would be sauerkraut and New York hot dogs. But these are sweeter. These have sugar in them. So it's a really old-timey American country recipe. The earliest evidence I've seen for relish, particularly on a hot dog, comes from a 1928 exhibition game between the Sox and Cubs.
Let's talk about those onions.
Well, onions are pan-European. All East Europeans, South Europeans, Greeks and Italians all had the same.
Where the heck did the slice of tomatoes come from?
From the combination of Jews, Greeks, and Italians living together near Maxwell Street, vying for the control of the fruit and vegetable market. And so somebody thought they'd put tomatoes on the hot dog as an added value. And, of course, they also look good against the bright green relish, yes.
Where the heck might the pickle have come from?
Dill pickle is absolutely Central European, East European, and then universally American. Every cookbook that had piccalilli in it had how to make pickles. So American farmers, all Americans, they were eating pickles.
Tell me about the sport pepper.
Well, they're pickled peppers. They're little pickled peppers. But these probably came up when the railroad was built to Mexico in the 1870s. Then during the Columbian Exposition, there were tamale sellers, and they were selling Mexican tamales with tamale chilies. So there's a taste in Chicago for these hot peppers, and it went right onto hot dogs.
Does anybody know where the celery salt came from?
Well, first thing to say is celery was once a major American vegetable promoted by every health food guru as good for you, particularly since they were very interested in chewing. They thought everybody, since Americans don't like to chew anymore. And Lakeview was one of the major celery growing areas in America into the 1920s. So if you're not going to have fresh celery, you have at least this processed celery product. So they put it on.
Why don't Chicagoans also put ketchup on it?
There is a culinary reason, in my opinion, for this. If you consider what's on a Chicago hot dog, it is hot, sour, salty, sweet, right? All together with crunchy vegetables set in a soft bun. So it's a symphony of textures and flavors unmatched anywhere. If you put ketchup on it, it will kill everything.
And finally, one more question from a curious citizen who asks, is a Chicago hot dog really the best?
I can tell you, as a connoisseur, when done correctly, yes. Chicago's the best.
Hot dog! Let you take all of my life.
So there it is. Like so many Chicago-born treats, we owe this symphony of textures, temperatures, and flavors to our rich immigrant history. Reporting on this story came from me, Monica Eng. Curious City is supported by the Conant Family Foundation.
All of my gold.
Next time on Curious City, kids in Chicago.
This is Aiden right here. All the time he likes to laugh randomly.
They're pretty much everywhere, but we tracked down the neighborhood with the highest concentration of kids. It's a fun place.
So this is my sister. She's outside playing with her friends.
Why would you make this for me?
And she ran off like usual.
But what's the future of neighborhoods like these? That's next time on WBEZ's Curious City.
Rise and Shy, WBEZ is serving local stories for breakfast every weekday morning from 5 to 11. Tune in on the WBEZ app to hear what Chicago's talking about as you start your day.